Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy has announced that the electronic distribution of the 2022 Permanent Fund dividends will begin September the 20th, which is a Tuesday, by the way. The September distribution is about a month ahead of the usual payout in early October.
It's just a quick announcement to let you know that on Tuesday, September 20th, is when we'll be distributing the PFD check to all eligible Alaskans. It'll be mailed to you or it'll be put into your account. We're doing this early this year so that people could take advantage of getting the PFD early, take care of any expenses that they've incurred as a result of the high inflationary period we've been dealing with. So again, the PFD will be distributed this year on Tuesday, September 20th, as opposed to October, which it usually is. This will help all Alaskans take advantage of this check early to deal with some of the high cost and the high prices of goods and services that you, Alaskans, are dealing with.
The 2022 Permanent Fund dividends will be a single payment to all eligible Alaskans with applications that have been approved by September 9th and selected direct deposit on their application. Those that filed a paper application or requested a paper check will receive distribution beginning the week of October the 3rd. The direct deposit distribution will take place approximately 3 weeks before the traditional distribution in early October. This according to the Office of Governor Mike Dunleavy. The Permanent Fund Division is currently in the process of preparing this year's dividend for September the 20th. The division does admit that while some Alaskans were hoping for an earlier distribution, they needed plenty of time to process as many outstanding applications as possible and to screen out fraudulent applications. Last year, the annual oil revenue check was $1,114, and it was distributed to over 600,000 Alaskans in October. This year's check of approximately $3,200 includes the energy relief payment that was passed in House Bill 281 earlier this year. According to the Office of Governor Mike Dunleavy, the state of Alaska has exhausted all options before recently filing a complaint in U.S. District Court to pressure the U.S. government to take responsibility for and address contaminated sites that had conveyed to Alaskan natives over 50 years ago as part of the land exchanges under ANCSA, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Governor Dunleavy calls the transfer of contaminated sites to Alaska natives, quote, one of the most significant environmental injustices perpetuated by the federal government in Alaska.
Once again, the federal government has failed Alaska and our ANCSA corporations. As a result, we'll be filing suit in district court here shortly to compel the federal government to fulfill their promises of dealing with their contaminated sites on ANCSA lands. It's hard to believe that they continue to behave in this manner, but this is just one in a series of issues that the federal government has failed our state, has failed our Alaska natives. For example, it failed to give land to our Alaska Native Vietnam veterans when they were off to war fighting for this country. And here, once again, it failed to take care of their contaminated sites that were transferred to our ANCSA corporations. We can't let this stuff stand.
Federal and state laws state that federal agencies are responsible for the cleanup of these sites. In several cases, the federal government owned and operated the ANCSA lands when releases of hazardous and or toxic materials and other contamination occurred. The state of Alaska also filed Freedom of Information Act requests with the Department of Interior, Bureau of Land Management, FAA, the Air Force, and the Army to obtain information that the DOI and BLM didn't voluntarily share with the state, including the nature and extent of any responsibility activities at the identified contaminated sites. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.